This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week, we welcome to the program comedian and record store girl, Chelsea King.
Hi!
Thanks for coming on, Chels.
Thank you so much for having me.
You forgot her biggest accolade.
What's her biggest accolade,
She's
Jordan?
She's engaged to me.
I mean...
Ew! I didn't want people to find out about that.
Your gay guys are getting gay married. Because it's two comedians getting married, which is gay. It's
gay as hell.
But we are royalty. Last name's King.
Yeah. Are you going to take her last name?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I don't want Ostrika. You think I want people to know? What do you call me?
Oh, I don't know.
Ethnic.
Some sort of ethnic scum. Yeah. You finally get your good old-fashioned American name.
Yes.
And you get a last name that meets your ego.
Yes. Plus, it always sounds cool as a last name.
Yeah, no, she doesn't go by Chelsea.
No.
Chelsea
like,
King.
For my entire life, my nickname has been Chelsea King. Like, it's...
So you were born to be a comedian.
I guess so, yeah.
Because that's, you know, you can't just say a first name with a comic. It has to be first and last name. Otherwise, who the hell are you talking about?
I'm trying to think of one that, like, a one-namer.
Flint.
Gallagher.
Yeah.
Talk to Marv Conner about Gallagher sometime. That was a trip when he came to the Funny Stop.
That's too small of a venue for me to want to be anywhere near Gallagher.
Yeah.
He definitely smells. That is the word on the street.
Like watermelon?
No, like, not like watermelon.
Rotting watermelon?
No, like watermelon. Like, you know how some famous people just don't, nobody tells them that they have really bad BO?
Yeah, okay.
Like certain famous pornographic performers.
Sure.
With the same name as me might have that problem, according to some people I know that work with him.
Oh.
And Gallagher apparently has the same deal from people that met him at Hilarities. So.
There's that.
Yeah. But speaking of Gallagher,
what a segue.
Chelsea, why do you hate boomers?
I just hate them. I hate them. You know, let me preface this real quick by saying there are a lot of people out there who happen to be boomers who are good people. My parents are boomers. You know, I interact with boomers all day at work. Some of them are great, I guess. There's a very specific boomer mentality that I just can't. I can't do it.
Fair enough.
Where to begin about this? I guess first of all, this will even be the shorter complaint that I have. Like boomers basically inherited like a rich, thriving country and have destroyed it.
They have
the economy, the environment, and
politics,
and they take no responsibility for it whatsoever.
In fact, they blame our generation.
Exactly. Yes, it's our fault that they did these things. You know that all of these, you know, all of the problems start showing up now during our generation.
Yeah,
but you know, they're problems that stem from things that these guys caused during their coming up.
Yeah. Even student loan debt is their fault.
Ding, 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 ding. I was promised that if I didn't go to college, I would end up dead in a gutter, and homeless and addicted to drugs. And
only a couple of those things happened.
Yeah. But now I am like saddled with this mountain of student loan debt that I, where am I ever going to make enough money to pay that off?
I have no idea. I'm glad that, you know, I cashed in my few privilege chips to get out of that.
Yeah.
Just like, no, I'm not doing that. And I'm going to go make middle class money without a college degree. But
yeah,
is not easy and is not recommended.
No. And like also a lot of these boomers didn't actually go to college.
No.
You know, they are just, you know, they're talking out their asses. Like, oh, I guess it's maybe a thing of, I'm trying to give you the life that I didn't have.
Yeah, but there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
So you wanted everybody to have a shitty life?
My parents didn't go to college. And I know that, like, that's all my dad ever wanted was, you know, for my life to, for me to be more successful than he was.
Yeah.
But he falls into like this boomer mentality. Every time I see him now, it just becomes like more and more sadly apparent that like, oh, my dad's a white guy in his 60s now. Mm. One day he was complaining about how there is a like a misrepresentation
of America
of how many interracial couples there are.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
And here's how he said it, though. He said, they show too many interracial couples on commercials.
And we were like, wait, stop.
I that was the moment I realized my dad was a white nationalist.
Oh, and that's what we called him. Yeah. And I am not like, well, what you're saying right now, you guys are misinterpreting what I'm saying.
But maybe don't say it in those words, though.
Yeah. That's not, the point that you're making is not the point that you think you're making.
I guess I get the point that he's making. Not every couple is interracial.
Right.
Okay. That.
Yeah. Well, it was a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another thing, too, about boomers is that, like, for up until now, it's all been for them. Everything has been made for them. And now stuff's not for them. And they don't know how to react to that. I have a customer who comes into work. Oh, God bless him. His name's Mark. He is super right wing. And but I think I'm the only millennial that he interacts with, like, ever. So every time he comes in, he's always asking me, what exactly is it that you millennials like so much about rap music? When is that going to go away? How come nobody makes rock music anymore? And I say, well, Mark, people are making rock music still. Look on the internet. I don't do any of that. Well, I don't know how you're supposed to find this.
Sorry, the Rolling Stones are about to die.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's when rap will die. You know, when they get the Rolling Stones age.
We had a bonding moment, actually, a couple weeks ago when he discovered who Billie Eilish is. And he tried to, well, what's going on with this Billie Eilish? What's her deal? And I said, Mark, I'm going to be honest with you. This one's not for me either. I don't get it. I'm just as confused as you are. I don't have any insights to share with you about what's going on with her because it's not for me.
No.
And yeah. I will accept that.
There's a lot of stuff being made that you are not the target audience for, just period. As stuff gets more balkanized, people are getting left out. And that's just a fact of life. And now with the internet, you can specialize in everything. So it's like, you don't have to interact with this media if you don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, this guy is just, he is so stuck in like a 70s mentality. I don't know, but he really truly has no concept that, like, okay, you're kind of not supposed to like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't really want you to like this.
Yeah.
So you're just playing right into it.
Mm-hmm.
I try to explain this to him. He doesn't understand. Mm-hmm. But
no, because everything was made for
right.
him.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It should all be to his specifications.
Man, it would be a lot easier for me if things were made to my specifications. I would be able to leave the house more, but unfortunately, you know, I'm stuck dealing with the fact that, you know, my little bubble of stuff that I like is not going to be out there for me to consume all the time. So, but, you know, it took me a while to figure it out, because there was, you know, everybody has that time in a teenager where you just rail against everything that sucks.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
But it's weird that you're 70 and doing that.
Exactly. I don't understand where this angst is coming from.
I find a lot of, like, these people's informed, and I use that word lightly, opinions come from, like, the 3, 5, and 8 news.
Yeah.
So, like, that's where they get a lot. That's how they shape a lot of their opinions. And that is not good sources of information at all.
No.
Are you saying that Mike Polk Jr. is not where you should be getting your news at 7 o'clock every day on Channel 3?
Is he on the news now?
He's been on the news. He's got his own little segment.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He has a big-ass billboard that I have to drive past every day when I go to work, and says Mike Polk is on Channel 3.
Oh, I don't know how I haven't seen this yet. Congratulations, Mike Polk.
Yeah, it's on 2, like right by 45th.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look out for it.
Yeah, it's very jarring for me. It's like, I know this. What the fuck?
Why is his face so big?
But yeah, no, I think a lot of that, their information comes from that, and they, you know, mold their opinions around that. And I mean, you know how I am about the news. I'd rather just stay the fuck away from it. Yeah. So I don't even have to know what's going on. And I'm, well, I don't know if I'm easygoing, but
no,
I can be.
I mean, maybe. I would say that's not your default setting.
No, definitely not.
Like Bill Burr says, like, I walk into a place idling at 70.
Yeah.
Like, just the slightest thing is going to set me off. So I guess that's not fair. I mean, you do from time to time. You're just like, oh, you're being a white guy right now.
Yeah.
Like when I get angry about, like, people going slow in front of us, like at a store or something. Like, I have somewhere to be. I never have anywhere to be.
Yeah. No. Just relax, man.
I can't. People are fucking stupid. Like, I believe in a world like Logan's Run, you know, where, like, everybody's, like, moving along, just the machine is working. If we're all in the Matrix, I'm all for it. Just get the fuck out of my way. Yeah. Stop the glitches.
Okay, boomer.
I was being a white guy right there, wasn't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only that, but you were referencing a movie from the 70s.
So?
So that makes you, like, old and poserish.
Or it makes him, like, hip, and he has esoteric interests.
And I do have esoteric interests, thank you very much.
I would say so, yes, esoteric. Esoteric is the word I would use. but
for sure, that means stuff other people don't give a shit about.
Yeah. I mean, we get accused of narrowcasting for a reason. But at any rate, the greatest generation still clings to the newspaper, which, you know, good luck with that after a while.
I'm surprised it's still a thing.
Well, you go to a McDonald's at 6 o'clock in the morning and you'll see, like, your tables of seniors.
Oh, a bunch of blue hairs drinking their coffee, newspapers. Yeah,
you know what I want to see? I want to see like the opposite of the monks burning themselves, and I want to see like those people like with the last day the newspapers finally come out. They just go sit in, you know, Indian style and drink their cup of coffee with their newspaper and just light that shit on fire and just go up in flames. Because they're all about to start dying off, like, here in the next, you know, 10 years or so.
Yes.
And...
which is another problem, is that none of these people are going to live to see the true shit that they have caused.
Well, neither are we.
They don't have to worry about it, though.
No. I mean, we're not going to see it. You know, thank God we're not going to have kids, so we're not going to fucking put... Yeah, you know what? The world is definitely going to end at some point, and it's going to be due to global warming or, you know, I don't know, nuclear fucking bombs, and I don't want to watch my kid die. Fuck that, man. Or even have the thought of my kid dying, because I don't think it's going to happen in our lifetime. I think we'll start seeing more effects of it as we get older, you know, as the decades go on. But there's no way I would ever put a child through what the shit storm that this world's going to be the next 100 years.
I mean, we'll adapt and survive. That is what humans do. Or, you know, we'll all die out. And I don't... I don't...
there are two options.
Yeah. Either way, I'm fine.
I want the reptilian option.
I just... You were born into the wrong race. I'm sorry. If you'll excuse me, I have to go sun on my heat rock.
Let me ask you a question. When your lizard form suns, does it take its shirt off?
Oh, absolutely. I have to get all the UVA radiation.
Oh, man.
That's part of it. And, you know, that's why we're causing global warming. We're just trying to... Heat it up. Make it more hospitable for us without having to move to the desert.
Who wants to live in the desert?
Well, we have hairy, boomer. Oily skin. Yeah. That is true. Have you been to Arizona?
Yeah, John McCain moved out there and everybody fucking followed him.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's crazy down in the south.
In the zona?
In the zona.
New Mexico and
I've been
Arizona,
to Utah.
Colorado. And, yeah.
I've been to Utah. I was in Nevada, but it was Vegas. I didn't see a whole lot of old people. Just, you know.
I wish I would hang out in Vegas and listen to an old drunk just, you know, go on about the glory days of Las Vegas when the mob ran everything.
Oh, yeah. That sounds awesome.
Like, he'd be like 80 years old if he was young back then.
Because I might be able to watch him die.
Is this person Italian?
Probably.
Were they connected?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a boomer's hatred of certain ethnic minorities, but...
And, like, to go on, like, all right, so there's, you know, the boomers. That's what we're here to talk about. But you know who has, like, also turned on us? Is Gen X. Like, our aunts and uncles have also turned, like, against us. Like, we're the fucking problem when they didn't do anything ever.
I feel like they tried.
And then gave up after Bush got elected twice?
Kinda.
I mean, the whole thing was nihilism, dude. So it's, yeah, they gave up.
Why is it okay for them but not okay for somebody like me? Why do I have to care? Why am I being forced to do that?
Well, it's not okay for them to not care. That is just what happened.
Yeah. It was just a very extreme reaction to what was going on. It was just like, well, you're clearly starting to take away everybody's rights, and you're starting to give rich people back all their money, so fuck it. We're just going to go be assholes.
Let's go hide in our turtle shells.
That's basically what happened. Like, the Reagan years ruined them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fair. But then they had Clinton for 8 years, man.
Yeah, but that wasn't great either if you were black.
Yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I can't argue that. Nor would I want to.
You know what, though? Everybody had steaks in their freezers when Bill Clinton was president.
I mean, you can do that now. You can have steaks in your freezers now. Is like that whole thing is ridiculous to me. It's like you can get cheap meat. You're just
you're okay. Shopping in the wrong places, guys.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what it is. Like there are...
Sorry we all don't dumpster dive behind Johnny's Steakhouse downtown.
I mean, why not?
I mean, fair enough. I was about to be like, hey, you want to do that sometimes?
I'm not a dumpster diver type guy.
Anymore?
No, I never was. I would always, like, make friends with the people at the place so that I would be like, hey, can you, like, put it in a separate bag for me?
Hey, if I put a little crate out here next to the dumpster, mm-hmm. can you put it in there?
Also, yeah. Fill my water bowl.
With pop off, yes.
RX energy in the water bowl.
Yeah, this was prior to, when I was doing that, it was prior to RX energy days. That was still Rockstar days. Yeah, I know.
Yuck.
I'm drinking a monster coffee right now, but it just tastes like a frappuccino. I don't think it's got, like, I think it's just, like, coffee. I don't think it's got...
I don't believe it.
I don't think it's got, like, taurine or anything in it.
It's the that whole brand of stuff, like, has the nasty sweetener that I don't like.
Aspartame?
No, aspartame gives me migraines. Sucralose just tastes like, sucralose just tastes like a robot is coming in my mouth, and I don't like it.
Zero, 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 one, zero, zero, one.
But I also don't trust it because, you know, if aspartame gives me migraines, like, what the hell is this stuff going to do? For a while, I was only drinking Tab because I was like, this stuff's just going to give me cancer. And I'm fine with that.
See, that's your, like, 70s hipster esoteric affect.
I just stopped
drinking
doing,
Tab.
I stopped doing that. Because it was like, this is stupid. This tastes like shit. I'm just drinking this because it has fucking sweet and low in it.
You know what it tastes like is if you take like a flat Diet Coke and mix it with a flat Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
You know who invented that? A boomer.
Yeah. Yep. Probably.
I mean, that was around the time that diet drinks like started being a thing. They were like, hey, we're all getting kind of porky from this this Coke being everywhere.
Hey, we're boomers on the go, and we need a low-fat option for our soda.
Yeah, a low-calorie option. We need a refreshing taste of the soda fountain that our parents took us to in days of yore.
The soda jerk.
Yeah. So they invented the diet drink, and ugh.
That's all she drinks, man.
I do have to thank them for that. Yeah. Thank you for Diet Coke, boomers. Thank you so much.
My mother was addicted to Diet Coke, but she...
We all know how that turned out, so you better fucking stop drinking that shit.
I can't.
I understand. I tried my best with her. I switched her to regular Coke.
You tried your best? I switched her to regular Coke.
Look, here's the thing about aspartame and people with multiple sclerosis. It can make things, like, way worse.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
And you can also get aspartame toxicity, which mimics symptoms of multiple sclerosis, which is something that, you know, has happened to people. Like, Ozzy had to go into, like, detox. Because that was one of the things that was causing his nonsense before he got the Parkinson's diagnosis.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's not a good sweetener.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm not pushing your ass around in a fucking wheelchair forever.
Oh, I love you too.
The fuck you aren't.
No, I'm going to get her one of those ones with the fucking...
You're going to get her a Rascal?
Yeah.
That's not going to be enough, buddy.
I would prefer a Jazzy.
I don't even know what that is.
It's another scooter for boomers.
Boomer scooter?
Boomer scooter.
Yeah.
Sounds like a character that would have been on the Cooter Burger episode of 30 Rock. Boomer scooter.
Cooter Burger's cousin.
Well, yeah, but you, like, even if you get her the Jazzy, you're still going to have to do some lifting, buddy.
I'll put in one of those, I'll put in you're just gonna, like a ramp down,
no,
down
gonna,
our stairs.
You're going to have to help her get in the shower.
Yep.
You're going to have to, you know, scrub some parts, maybe. If
you going to scrub my parts, bud?
You going to help her calf?
Oh, this is, I don't like
the way. You going to do her laundry?
Yeah, that's fine.
This is, these are like the types of questions that we should be asked like during our wedding vows.
What about this one? I'm not so sure about that one.
Yeah, okay.
Crossing your fingers on your back. Like you're Eddie Guerrero. Just like, yeah. My cheat steal. You know what I love about that? He was a good guy when he was doing that gimmick.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, because everybody can relate.
Latino heat. Vince McMahon's a boomer.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he would be like probably at the old end of.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
The older end of boomers, yeah. Yeah, for sure. He has a. He has that kind of boomer mentality you know, it's gotta, if it doesn't appeal to him, then it's not gonna appeal to anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Thus the Usi Hot segment.
Yeah.
And, you know, the mole that grew out of control and every other, like, awful, gross thing that he's done.
What's the one he's... Oh, the dog food thing?
Ugh.
That's definitely... That's got him written all over it.
Yeah, it does. Well, I know what the picture's going to be on this episode now.
You just got to call the episode, Okay, Boomer.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah, so you interact with them at the record store, and you interact with them because they're your parents.
Yeah.
Where else are you seeing these miserable old people?
Oh, I mean, like, you know, on a day-to-day basis, going shopping. They're... Now, I have a bigger problem as far as, like, grocery shopping goes with, like... older than boomers, like,
yeah.
like really old people.
The ones about to die.
But like, they shouldn't have to give a shit anymore. If you're like 85 years old, live your life however the hell you want. You've made it this far. Like, I don't care what you do.
Mm.
You can be an asshole all day.
Fair enough.
But, you know, people in their 60s and, you know, stuff, there's still time. Like,
you can't teach an old dog new tricks, though.
So they say.
Not that old.
Well, I mean, they've grown into this.
Yeah.
That's the problem that most of the problem that I have with it is that, you know, they were at one point, you know, just as idealistic and full of hope for the future as we were. And then they fucked it all up.
Yeah. And then cocaine happened.
It wasn't just cocaine.
Shit. Yeah. But
it played a role.
Yeah. It was cocaine and disco.
Yeah.
But disco was great.
Punk rock tried to save the world by killing off many people with heroin overdoses.
Unfortunately.
I mean, it wasn't just heroin. It was speed.
Yeah.
That tried to kill a bunch of people. And it's still trying to kill a bunch of people because it's making a comeback now.
Who needs that? Who needs that? Just, like, relax and live your life, man.
Well, it's, you know, when you're so, like, doped up and you're, like, you're so doped up that you get caught and you have to go into a program and then they're, like, testing you, speed will get out of your system faster than dope will. So you do that and then, like... You know, everybody's dying from fentanyl. It's like, well, there's no fentanyl in this because, like, I can go and then, you know, have it. And, oh, yeah, so, like, I'm out, but I can pee in a cup and drink it and still get high.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, that's why it's making a comeback because it's like, you know, people remembering, oh, yeah, this is really cheap and fun. Like, yes, it's rotting out my teeth and, like... You know, It's I'm doing street drugs out of a light bulb, which is a little not too classy, but
I was
not
say,
classy, but definitely artsy. Exciting. Yeah.
Artsy,
yeah,
it's very artsy.
I just I remember many nights like watching like.
It's not like you said I don't remember many nights.
Oh, I remember them very clearly because I was on meth, but. You know, there's my apartment full of people, and like in the bathroom, there are two naked girls smoking out of a light bulb in between, like whatever they were doing.
Why were they naked?
Because we're on meth.
Oh, not a not something I ever frequented, that's for sure.
Well, like at a certain point, you just, you know, you get so many bugs crawling on your skin that you have to scratch all your clothes off. And
yeah, and then like, you know, it's. The stuff happens because, you know, you're on meth and there are other people around. And yeah.
I'm not going to do meth. Meth is for boomers.
That's good.
Meth is for boomers.
I don't know about that, but no. it's not
Walter
good.
Fucking White.
Okay.
Yeah, he made it.
Yeah.
But he wasn't getting high off his own supply.
No, what I'm
that
saying.
That we know of.
Yeah. What I'm saying is he's a boomer. He created it. It's more industry. It's all about money. That's all boomers care about at all is money.
Which is weird because they fucked up, you know, everybody's retirement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because fucking 401ks switching from pensions to those has fucked everybody. And it fucked them in the 2000s. And I don't understand why there hasn't been a pushback to go back to, you know, when things were more livable for everybody that was getting to retirement age. And
there's just too many of them getting to retirement age.
Yeah. And you know, they're like, well, we're going to cut Social Security and we're going to cut Medicare. And it's like, the fuck you are. Like, what are you going to do with these people? Like, we can't support them. You're not paying us a living wage.
Yeah, it's yeah, it is like a very cyclical problem.
Like, you know, if my father retired tomorrow, I wouldn't be able to take care of him.
I can't take care of my parents.
Yeah.
I've told my mother that. I'm like, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm not capable of that. I'm just being honest. Like, I know me. I can't handle that.
It's not a fun thing to have to take care of your parents.
I'm sure.
But, you know, if, like, that's your only option...
No, I'm saying it's not an option.
Yeah. Oh, you have siblings to pawn it off on.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Well, I got it pawned off on me. and I was willing to do it because I'm a fucking loon. And but it was, after a while, it was like, all right, this is getting too expensive. So we have to, like, fuck the system here and make it so that this is affordable. And, like, I don't. You know, if Medicare for All gets through, which, you know, I don't know why people are so opposed to that. It's not that much more money.
And you get health care because of it. And you don't have to worry.
The key thing that people should be looking at with that, especially boomers, is long-term care insurance. Because unless you are dirt poor, nobody fucking pays for that. You get... like 100 days of Medicare stay for like a skilled nursing home stay. But if you need to be in a nursing home because like nobody will take care of your broke ass, like the only way you're getting into a home and having that paid for is if you are so poor that there's nothing else to do. And that's even assuming that you haven't had like earlier dalliances in your life where you haven't been banned from the system, then you're screwed.
See, that's what boomers did to their parents.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Like, long-term care is, like, really unaffordable. And, like, you know, my grandma had to sell her house.
I've heard, like, some crazy shit, like, $2,500 a week or $5,000 a week for some places.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, one of my grandmas was in a nursing home for probably the last decade of her life. And I truly suck the life out of her, but it, you know, she was left with absolutely nothing.
Yeah, because that's the only way you can afford to live in a place like that is to have nothing.
And it's not as if they give you like any sort of level of care that's actually worth that much money either.
Well, you know, and I'm not defending like the orderlies slash nurses that work at those places. But it's not like they get paid like 10, 12 bucks an hour. They do not make good money to like take care of people.
They're also not like nurses.
That's what I said.
Those,
like,
are, those are like STNAs.
Yeah. Like one of the girls who I was in jail with, like, I recognized her as being formerly my grandma's caretaker in the nursing home. Like the you know.
Yeah.
It's really easy to become an STNA.
Let me guess. She stole painkillers from that place, and that's why she was in jail.
No, she had DUIs also, actually. Oh, okay. She was one of mine.
Chelsea's DUI gang.
Yeah. DUI gals.
My mother was in an assisted living facility out in Colorado where
it's a retirement community.
No, it was not a retirement community. It was where people that needed, like, care. And, but it was like, oh, we'll put you in nice homes, we'll have a round-the-clock caregiver, but everybody got busted stealing pills.
Oh, yeah.
And it shut the whole place down. That was when I had to take her. Yeah. It was like, this is the last, like, best-ditch effort to have her maintain some independence. So that is no longer an option, so Jeremy, you gotta take her. I was like, okay. But y'all have fucked yourself out of like having a decent end of your life.
Well, and I think I'm pretty sure all the boomers think like, oh, it's fine. My kids are going to take care of me. You know, I've got all these kids. It'll be fine. You know, I sent them to college or, you know, I made them take out loans to go to college and, you know, so they'll take care of me. It's fine. I don't have to.
A couple years ago, my mom said to me, we were like at a family function too. She like brought up, she was like, you know, are you guys going to take care of me when I get old? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, you know, what if I need to be wiped or something? I was like, no, I looked at her. I was like, absolutely not. She's like, why not? I was like, I have to take care of myself. I can't take care of you too. And like, yeah, pawn it off on the other three for all I care. I'll come see you. I love you. But I ain't doing that.
I'll bring you flowers.
Sure.
You know?
I'll cook you a meal. I mean, that's helping. But I'm not hosing her down. I've heard his stories. I don't want to fucking go through that. If it makes me selfish, that's fine. But I don't really care for my family anyway.
It's not something that everybody can deal with.
Thank you.
I mean, it really, like, I know people that it's really like fuck with their head.
I'm sure.
Because it's like, especially if they had to do stuff that, like, at an age where you're not supposed to have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you still need to be taken care of at this age, but you're having to take care of your infirmed parent. And then, like, it completely screws up your head to the, well, at any rate.
Going down a dark hole there.
Yeah. Lots of bad memories, but, you know, with the boomer mentality isn't just like everything was made for them. I am completely profit motivated, which I don't, the generation that birthed the hippies being profit motivated is still weird to me.
Yeah, it's wild.
I always think about that.
I mean, and like the generation who invented punk rock, you know?
Yeah. Whenever I come across like a, you know, an older punk rocker with like certain things that I know they didn't believe in the 80s, but do now, I'm always just like, what changed? Like, what changed your mind to be less progressive? You know? Like, it always boggles my mind.
Well, I think part of it is a blowback to, like, you know, stuff getting to the point where, like, context has been taken out of certain things you can say and things you can do because, like, things became such a problem where you had to remove contacts, and this is no longer okay in any situation because we don't have time to figure out contacts. People are trying to kill us. And, you know, people forgot about that. You know, you used to, it became, you beat the fuck out of all Nazis. You know, and then people got lumped into that, like, regardless. You had, like, the horror stories of straight-edge kids, like, beating the fuck out of everybody with a cigarette, which I still, like, haven't seen that, but I can, like, see how people would be like, oh, no, like, you know, this whole movement to free everybody from everything has become, like, even more,
like... militant?
Yeah, militant and, like, hurting the people they're supposed to protect. So there's a pushback against that. But that's not a reason to, like, apply that to stuff outside of punk rock. To where it's like, no, fuck all these people.
Yeah. You know, my dad used to be, like, punk rock. And now he is afraid of his Amazon Echo. Like, he's...
Tell him to give it to us, then.
He really should. Like, he won't let me set it up in his house because he is... certain. He is so certain that the government is listening to him.
Because Chris King and is...
Who do you think you are that you are important enough that anyone cares what you are saying when you sit in your kitchen?
I'm on more lists than your dad is, that's for sure.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
I mean, everybody thinks that they're on a list for something that they did. It's... I think that, you know, we already know that, like, all of our phones are tapped.
Yeah.
So,
and I say certain buzzwords, and I'm sure, like, I get put into a list. I'm not saying I'm at the top of the list.
Yeah, but, like, guess what? You're probably pretty low down on any of these lists.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence, honey.
Okay, on the list in my heart, like, you're number one. You just made the list.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, the government doesn't...
You see what I've done? Do you see what I've done? Chelsea broke Shear.
Oh, well, this is the proudest moment of my life.
So, so gay.
Okay, boomer.
Goddamn gay for Jericho.
He's gay for Jericho.
You're straight for Jericho.
I just watch you be gay for Jericho, I guess. I don't know.
Speaking of out of touch boomers, Chris Jericho.
Well, he's not quite a boomer. He was born in, like, the 70s.
Yeah,
that's fair.
And on top of that, he just because he had one guy on his fucking podcast, everybody's like... Yeah,
goddamn conspiracy theorist.
You know what, though? He's also Canadian, and I don't think you can lump a Canadian into this boomer mentality that I'm talking about. It is a very American thing.
Yeah.
There's still a conservative pushback in Canada.
No, there is. But it's not, like, quite the same.
No, there is something... incredibly American about
the boomer thing,
the entitlement of it, and
that is a big thing. This country is very entitled, like, for being one of the youngest countries in the world, like, and then, you know, land of the free, you know, we'll take your poor, your sick, whatever. And what, we don't have enough room? I've been to Utah. We've got the room. We've got the room for people.
I think talking about America being entitled is dangerous. And this is why. Because if you start thinking of America as entitled, then you start to brush off basic human rights as entitlements. And I think that's part of the fucking problem with these old people.
Yeah.
Is that they're like, well... the gay agenda is being shoved down our throats. They think they're entitled to be this, like, odd person that is not a part of polite society, when it's like, yes, they're fucking entitled to be, you know, who they are in polite society, because there's nothing wrong with it. But if you start to think is, you know, people are entitled to this, then it gets, like, it's easier to brush aside, like, what should be concerns of human decency. And, you know, I think that's, you hear boomers call millennials entitled.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's really what it boils down to, is that, you know, they think that these basic necessities that we, like, we want to be able to eat, we want to have a roof over our head, and, you know, we want to have a good job, as entitlements, where it's, yeah! Like, you know, do you want everybody on the fucking street, and do you want people calling for your blood? Because that's what's going to happen when enough people, like, get no job,
run down,
no place to live. Like, it's, what else is there? Oh, we're going to start chopping heads off. Like, what else is there to do? Start murdering people.
We're going to have to start a gang like the Warriors.
What? That could be cute and fun, though.
Yeah.
I want to be the Baseball Furies.
Well, I know you do. I'll join. We're all wearing baseball hats, so there we go.
I mean, you know, I've got the bat. I found out other friends of mine, like, have bats, and they, like, carry them out with them because they live in really dangerous neighborhoods, and they're people that you wouldn't expect, and that made me happy.
What, like Andy Barr or something?
Oh, I would not expect that.
No, and it would be awesome. Like, he's got his pink guitar and a bat.
Not a bad balance.
No.
I would like to see that wrestling gimmick.
Guitar and a bat.
Yeah.
Sting meets Elias.
Yeah.
I like it.
Florentine bat and guitar. I would say Nakamura could pull that off.
Oh, shit.
He's the artist. Yeah. So he's got his guitar and then his bat. And yeah.
I could see that. Yeah, I want to see that.
I'm for that.
Did you see that power slam through the, or not through the piano, on the piano?
Yeah.
Oof. Ugh. It's rough.
Yeah, he's not going surfing for a minute.
No. But as he said in his Instagram post, he is a tough.
He is a tough.
I love that man.
Oh, how can you not? He's, and, you know, as just side note, whatever, we were, when we were watching, like, the replay of it, is, Nakamura may be the largest Japanese man on the planet. He's very tall. Like, Braun's 6'10"? 6'8"? 6'10"?
Maybe 6'8".
I think Akira Taue is still alive, so...
I think Nakamura's, like, gotta be 6'6". Like, he has to be. 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
He's a tall dude.
I think Kobashi's bigger than him.
Really?
Yeah.
Though she asked me, she's like, who do you think's bigger, Okada or Nakamura? I was like, I think Nakamura is.
Well, there are matches with the two of them. You can find it. Like, you've got the New Japan World thing. Mm-hmm. Like, take a look.
2013-14 was when they had their stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it was, like, right before he came to NXT.
Yeah. At any rate, we're narrowcasting again.
Yeah.
We like wrestling. Deal with it.
Yeah. It's, get into it. Mm-hmm. Then you'll know what we're talking about.
It's modern gladiatorial combat. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and there's a lot of pageantry. And it's great. Mm-hmm. It's fun for everyone.
It is.
Boomers liked it, for God's sake. They fucking, like...
They did
believe it.
That's the thing. That I think there's where the disconnect is. Like, oh, we know... Shit.
You just found it.
We know that stuff is fucked up and like wrong and fake, and we still like it. Whereas, like, they were spoon-fed bullshit, and like,
and then they were embarrassed when they found out it wasn't real.
Yeah, they were.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not just wrestling. It's everything else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The hippie movement of the 60s and 70s, the war on drugs, the fucking the desegregation of schools that never happened.
Yeah.
Fucking trickle-down economics. All of it was bullshit that was fed to them. And they ate it up and lapped it up, and then they found out it was bullshit.
Yep.
Oh,
that's it.
And then, you know, all they can really say about it, and this is totally boomer mentality, is, oh, I don't know about that.
Why? Because you haven't taken the time to think about it?
Anytime I try to explain something to my boss, one time I watched a documentary about recycling, okay? Real boring. And I tried to explain to my boss, like, what the problem is with recycling plastic shopping bags and why they can't really be recycled in a normal recycling plant. And his response was, I don't know about that. I just told you that yesterday I watched a documentary about it. So you don't have to know about it. I am telling you
about it.
I'm telling you about it.
Now you know about it.
Now you know to take it to the plastic bag recycling thing.
Yeah.
Instead of putting it in your normal recycling. It's not hard.
No, I don't know about that. I don't think that's really the problem. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you that I just watched a factual documentary.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I mean, they're going to die off, you know.
Yes.
I mean, everybody dies off, but, you know, some of their ideas are still carrying forward into the future.
Agreed.
Because they've convinced people that there was a good old days. And some of these kids are buying in.
Like, if you break it down into just certain things, there's JFK getting assassinated, everybody fucking worrying for 25 plus years that the world was going to get blown up, having everybody in, like, panicked and anxiety because of shit like that, and then they wonder why the next generation's fucked up.
Well, no, but the next generation's fucked up because, I mean, like, we as millennials, like, watched, like, 2,000 people die on television in one day, and
yeah.
we were preteens, and then nothing ever got better.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing ever, yeah, absolutely.
It was their job to make things better. Like, we as, you know, children couldn't really do it yet.
Yeah. And what did they do? They went and invaded Afghanistan for oil. Under the guise of searching for
that
Osama
was Iraq.
Bin Laden.
I mean, there was Iraq and Afghanistan, both of them.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just, it was 9/11, we invaded Afghanistan.
9/11 had to happen so we could make a Watchmen movie.
Okay, boomer.
Look, if 9/11 didn't happen, nobody would be able to relate to a disaster happening in New York that galvanizes the nation.
You know what? Also, if 9/11 hadn't happened, Ted Leo would not have made a lot of really cool songs. So,
if 9/11 hadn't happened, like, I wouldn't have to get felt up by TSA agents with gloves on every time I get on a plane.
And that's the only human contact that you ever received. So
exactly. it's going to the salon and getting frisked by TSA. That's it. Thank you, 9/11.
Never forget.
You died so I could have. Yeah, I never
forget. Smiley face emoji.
Never forget, you're the reason I get a gloved hand touching my crevices.
I think I get now why it was fun for a while for Zoomers to say, like, that Bush did 9/11 and make jokes about 9/11. Because mm-hmm. That was fun to just make jokes about it.
Yeah. Well, what else are you supposed to do? It was horrible.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's been long enough. We're allowed to,
yeah.
You know.
But it was the Jews did World Trade Center thing that really, like, I was like, oh, all right,
yeah,
guys.
Okay, that's interesting.
and then I, like, okay, put it in context. And it's like, okay, this is fine. And then, like, the context goes out of control because people aren't getting it. I was like, all right, knock it off now. But it hasn't knocked off. It's tough to rein stuff like that in.
Yeah.
And that's why people get all, like, hey, stop that. Once idiot kids grab a hold of it, it gets out of control.
That's very true.
Yes.
Bless the internet.
The one thing that I hate about boomers more than anything else is the fact that they send me videos constantly in my Facebook Messenger.
Boomers absolutely ruined Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I was going to wrap it up with.
They didn't invent it. They thought it was stupid when, you know, it was invented. Yeah. And then they all jumped on.
Yeah.
And now it's ruined for the rest of us.
Yeah, when my mom got Facebook, not that we've ever been friends, but, she's still, that's a good portion of her life is, scrolling through Facebook and commenting on things. And I'm like, you don't have anything better to do?
Yeah.
I get old coworkers of mine, because I work in a field that's dominated by people of that age, because, back in the 80s, all the correspondence courses were, medical billing, and they're like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I'll get people at it specifically because they want other people to see their dumb pictures that they're sharing. And then, they'll send me the spicier ones. I can't post this. But here, you'll appreciate it. It's like, I don't fucking appreciate it at all.
I specifically do not appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I can't post this.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm on Twitter more, but...
Twitter and Instagram, a lot more fun, a lot less bullshit.
Yeah, but give it five more years, and they're going to ruin those two.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, Twitter's definitely already ruined. You just can stay away from people easier on Twitter.
Once they figure out Instagram, it's all going to be over. Then I will have to switch to TikTok, and I, as a millennial, don't get TikTok because it's for Zoomers.
You can't download it on your phone. It just knows.
I've never tried. I don't even know what it is.
I'm not quite sure what it is, honestly. I just know it's a video thing.
I've an 18-year-old girl who was ringing me out at Target the other day asked me, "Are you on TikTok?" And I was like, "Honey, I'm 32 years old. No, I'm not."
That reminds me of when somebody at the one of the basement shows that Sean Paul and Josie were doing asked me if I was on Snapchat. And I was like, "Why?"
Yeah, I bowed out at Instagram. I was like, "This is the last social media thing I'm ever signing up for ever."
Well, then I found out you could get porn on Snapchat, and I was like,
But, I believe you have to pay for it, though.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that.
No, sure, but, at the same time, why go on Snapchat to get porn when hundreds of sites exist? It makes no sense to me.
I don't know, so people can I see that I like porn? I found a site earlier that was like, yeah, connect your social media to this. So I was like, no.
Why? Who would do that?
That has been a question on my mind since 2006, when Pornhub first really came around, and it would be there's a share button on the video, and then the share button would be MySpace, Facebook. Who wants to be hey, check out what I'm watching today?
I mean, you open an incognito tab for that, and you don't want to connect it to the rest of your shit.
No.
Use a separate browser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not embarrassed about what I watch.
Business.
You don't need to go around posting it.
No, I don't need to get on Twitter and please follow all these people for me on Twitter.
Hey,
and
I really got off on this and you might too.
Yeah.
Really start breaking down the nuances of each thing.
Yeah. It's I just really like the way that her bush just reflects in the lighting that they have going on this iPhone video that I'm watching.
You see this thing that happens at 5 minutes and 38 seconds? I watched that for 8 hours.
I made a GIF of it.
I printed this out and put it on my ceiling.
I've been sleeping much better.
Yeah, so, Chelsea, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram at Chelsea King Was Here. That's about it. I'm not on Twitter.
Not really. I mean, you're on there, but you're not
on there. I'm
on there.
I don't use it.
Yeah, but she is a record store girl, and she has some interesting finds that she puts on the Instagram.
Yes, I love posting weird album covers and weird stuff that, people leave in their old records.
So it's a fun follow. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates boomers as much as Chelsea King.
No, there's another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.